Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Tuesday, August 22nd. On today's podcast, we are going to talk about permission granted for Jonathan Taylor to seek a trade. What does it mean? Who are the teams in play? Will it actually happen? All of that fallout. Plus, I'm going to break down quarterback tiers for you, talk about how you can use tiers to better your draft strategy, and my particular strategy at quarterback. I have discussed it before, but I'll tell you how it kind of fits into the tiers themselves. Before I get into that, I appreciate everybody who has entered this contest we have going on. It's really simple. If you want a year of Fantasy Plus, that's a $100 value at ftnfantasy.com. Really simple. Review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, rate it, and in your review, leave your Twitter handle or your Instagram handle, and you are entered in to win. You don't even have to listen to this podcast on Apple. I get it. You listen to it elsewhere. Just download the Apple app, review it, then delete the app. I don't really care. I just need the reviews. I'm up to 249, so that means I have 751 more to go before I get to my goal. We're building this thing brick by brick, baby. But I appreciate everybody who has reviewed the show so far. If you already have Fantasy Plus and you want to help me out, review the show. It really goes a long way. Of course, if you want to get in on Fantasy Plus, I spent 4.5 hours, my wife loved that, on Saturday morning updating the entire website, all the cheat sheets, all the projections, all the rankings, all the tiers articles, I mean, everything, so that you could dominate last Saturday. Of course, I know this Saturday is a big one. For fantasy football drafts, I'm going to do the same darn thing. All that stuff so you're ready to roll. Plus, you have the keeper value chart. Plus, you have the draft strategy article. Plus, you have the two draft guides, the rookie fantasy scouting guide and the game plan. Plus, you have it for an entire year where you get to be a part of the Discord community, the private Discord community where you can talk directly to me. You have weekly rankings, the most accurate in the industry. Projections, tools galore for 365 days. Promo code RATPACK gets you 10% off over at ftnfantasy.com. Also, quick shout out to our presenting sponsor, Circa. If you want in, it's the time, the Circa Millions. 5 NFL games against the spread each week of the NFL season. If you are the most successful, you get $1 million. $1 million first place prize. The top 100 get a payout. There are quarterly payouts. There's a payout for last place. If you suck, you get 100K. Pays to suck, kids. $50,000 for second to last place. You can enter up to 5 times, $1,000 for each entry fee. Register in person at Circa or one of the sister properties, or you can use a proxy if you are out of state. This is open through September 9th, so time is starting to run out on this bad boy. All right, let's get into Jonathan Taylor. You have heard the news by now. You have probably seen countless amounts of people overreacting to the news by now. But let's take a closer look at this thing. So the news came out yesterday that the Colts have given Jonathan Taylor permission to seek a trade. This according to Adam Schefter. So about a month ago, it was right around when the deadline for the long-term deals for franchise tag players hit, and that was on July 17th. So it was right around there. We had heard rumblings that Jonathan Taylor requested a trade, and of course the Colts said, no, no, no. Jim Irsay said, that's never going to happen. He used exclamation points on social media, which you know is always great. any exclamation point is great, right? So now here we go. We're backtracking. And what has happened in between then is Jonathan Taylor has been on the PUP, widely speculated to be holding in. He left the team briefly for a personal matter that was excused by the team, came back, traveled with the team, and that was the last we had heard was he was going to travel with the team to Philly for yesterday, today. They have joint practices this week. And then yesterday this happens. So what do we know? We know that the Colts are allegedly seeking a first-round pick. I will tell you, there is a massive, humongous difference between the number one overall pick and the number 32 overall pick, even though both are first round picks. In fact, if you took 5 of the number 32 picks, you still would not equal the value of one number one overall based on the 3,000 point pick value chart, which is traditionally used in the NFL. So not all first-round picks are created equally. When I hear this, I am not thinking first overall. I'm thinking 117. In fact, 117 on the 3,000-point scale is worth 950 points. I'm not making this up. This is an established thing in the NFL. That means that the first overall pick is more than three times, you know, it's three times more valuable or slightly more than three times more valuable than the number 17. I am thinking it's probably in and around that range that the Colts are seeking. Will they get that? Maybe. It's not that difficult to get up to it. Essentially, it would be like two mid-seconds and a third would get you there. That's a lot to give up for Jonathan Taylor. So we'll unpack that in a moment here. Who are the teams in play? Well, the Dolphins are the number one team. They were mentioned right away. They're expected to explore a trade. I expect other teams will explore as well. They would be stupid to not do their due diligence. But the Dolphins are at plus 120 according to the sportsbooks. The number two team is the Bucs at plus 350, the Bills at plus 450, the Vikings at plus 800, 9-1 on the Saints, 15-1 on the Cowboys. So the Dolphins are in a bit of a pickle if they wanted to. I don't see any team trading a first round straight up for him. I just don't see that happening. He is a running back. You potentially have a headache because he may be looking for an extension, which I just don't see how a team is going to extend him at this point. So I'm not really convinced this happens in general, but the Dolphins, they have a second next year. They don't even have their third next year. That was forfeited in that penalty for the tampering that they lost their first round pick this year with. So I don't even know if they have the package to get it done. As far as salary cap too, like you'll hear some of these teams, people like, oh, they don't have the cap to do it. Well, Taylor's making $4.3 million this year. It's not that hard to free up that much cap space. So the challenge would be down the line, or if you were to rip up that deal and do a new deal, that would be the challenge. But let me get to that in a moment. The three teams that popped into my head when I heard this news were the Bills, the Eagles, and the Chiefs. I would think that a team who is a bona fide Super Bowl contender would be in the mix here. Not that the Dolphins aren't necessarily, but they're a little bit down the rungs. They're not a top-tier AFC team. The Bills, the Chiefs are, and the Eagles are a top-tier NFC team. So the Eagles actually, because they continue to trade, they have two seconds and a third next year. I don't think they would give all of that up. I could see them giving up a second from next year, a second from down the line, and then a third from next year or something along those lines if it was to happen. Why would it happen? Well, because they don't have a replacement on the roster for Miles Sanders if Rashad Penny, in fact, is not working out. But we don't know that just yet. But that would be our telltale. The Chiefs do have their second and third for next year, and this would just be more of an upgrade on Pacheco, but they do have the most maneuvering to do from a financial standpoint. Now, there are some suggestions that the Colts may be trying to essentially say, okay, fine, go do it, kind of like the Chargers did to Austin Eckler, because remember, Austin Eckler was granted permission to seek a trade, and nothing happened. They may be trying to do that, because what is the reality? Like, the reality in Taylor's mind may be resetting the market. And honestly, if you bring him in, you might have to, which means Christian McCaffrey money, $16 million average annual, 30 fully guaranteed. The reality, though, is let's say you have Taylor on this $4.3 million this year and you let him walk. You don't even tag him. What is he going to get in free agency? He's not getting 16 average annual. He's probably getting half that. Because, look, Dalvin Cook, free agent, just got top of the market at $7 million. That's it. So I don't think Taylor ends up getting traded, is the moral of the story. Now, if you have a lot of tolerance for risk and you're willing to go for it this weekend and we don't have anything settled here with Taylor, then go for it. I don't have your risk tolerance. So as far as I'm concerned, I am just going to outright fade him. He has not moved into my anchor tier, which, of course, is in the tiers cheat sheet over at ftnfantasy.com. He is not there, so I am just going to fade him. By the way, if he did leave, it would be Zach Moss. Now, yes, he has a broken arm, but broken arm heals, and then he's back, and then he's their number one. I don't think it comes to that. I think cooler heads prevail. I think Taylor sucks it up. I think he plays for the 4.3. And honestly, if I was him, I would hope to be tagged the next year because I don't think I'm getting as much money if I'm not tagged. It sucks, but it's the state of the position. All right, let's move over to quarterback tiers. So tier-based drafting gives you a much more dynamic approach than rankings. Like, everybody pretty much starts by drafting with rankings, right? But rankings are really rigid. You know, I've said this many times before, but, like, if I have a guy at 30 and then a guy at 31, the obvious inclination from anybody who just picks up those rankings is that the guy at 30 is better than the guy at 31. But that may not be true. What if they're equal? I have to put one at 30 and the other at 31. I can't encapsulate that in rankings, but I can do more of that in tiers or perhaps even better on my draft board. But tiers is a good starting spot. So here we're going to group players who are close to each other. Like, there may be no difference between 30 and 31, or there may be a major drop there. It all depends. I can't tell you what that with rankings. I can with tiers. Better yet, maybe I have guys who are close to each other at 30 and 31, but they're two completely different types of players. Can't tell you that with rankings. I can with tiers because I can subdivide my tiers. So it's a great approach, and I'm going to start going through these in the next couple podcasts here. But we'll start with quarterback because it's nice and easy. The top tier, Mahomes, Hurts, Allen. That's tier one. They're the elite guys for me. Now, you can move those around. If you think, well, Jeff, you're stupid. You have Mahomes at one. I have Hurts. Well, okay, then just move them up. They're my tiers. I didn't say they have to be your tiers. That's the beauty of this stuff. It's all, like, there's a lot of subjectivity baked into this. So if you want to move guys around in tiers, you can. If you want to move guys up or down out of tiers, you can. That's the beauty to it. Now, the challenge with these guys is I'm not going to end up drafting them because they go too early based on my draft strategy. Of course, I outlined that in the podcast last week. Tier two, Burrow and Lamar at the top. I've been back and forth with one or the other. Right now I have Burrow, but check back tomorrow and maybe it's Lamar. But that's, again, the beauty to tiers. Herbert and Fields also in this tier. These are guys who could easily make that leap into elite territory. They may get drafted in the early rounds. If not, it's not much later than like round six that they all are off the board. Now, I think tier three is pretty interesting, but these still tend to be early round or middle round guys going between rounds, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, rarely last to 10. I've essentially, here's how I have it ranked, but then I have to explain. I have it ranked Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, Anthony Richardson, but I have them subdivided into 3A and 3B, high ceiling, high floor. 3A is high ceiling, Lawrence, Watson, Richardson. High floor, 3B. Prescott and Cousins. Sometimes people will get this twisted, mixed up. 3A is not better than 3B. They are both tier three. They are just different types. I could say tier three thumbs up emoji and tier three eggplant emoji. Like, I just used A and B, but they are just different. They're not, one is not better than the other. Now, Richardson could fall into the late rounds, in which case he would be an upside guy. Cousins, maybe Dak, could fall to the late rounds, in which case they would be a safe guy. And that is where I tend to draft quarterbacks in one quarterback league, safe and upside. Now, tier 4A is safe. Tier 4B is upside. I don't care the order. Again, Richardson could slide into that if he makes it to the late rounds. He may not. The safe guys other than Prescott and Cousins are Geno, Jared Goff, Aaron Rodgers, and maybe Derek Carr if your league is deep enough. The upside guys are Daniel Jones other than Richardson, Tua Tagovailoa, Russell Wilson, and maybe Jordan Love slash Bryce Young if your league is deep enough. The approach that I use says go one safe, one upside. Doesn't have to be in that order. The upside could come first, but one of each. The reason why is the upside guys tend to be like the league winners. You know, I hate that phrase, but it does make sense here. If you get somebody late who vastly exceeds their draft day capital, you're off to the races at quarterback. Now, if it is, you know, if Tua ends up putting up a 35 plus touchdown season, 4,500 yards, something like that, Daniel Jones rushes for 800 yards, throws for 25, et cetera, Russell Wilson gets it back on track, or, you know, Richardson just pulls like what we saw out of Justin Fields last year, any one of those guys could do it. But any one of them, as Daniel Jones showed us a couple years ago, could fall flat on their face. So the idea of the safe guy is, in case that happens, the safe guy is there to help you get by. They're not going to win you the league, but they won't lose your weeks while you're trying to find the next guy on waivers. So don't draft two safes. because that really doesn't, that defeats the purpose. Don't draft two upsides. It's too volatile. One safe, one upside in the late rounds. Notice, I'm not saying I'm waiting until 10 quarterbacks are drafted. That is for Superflex. I'm talking about here, the late rounds. So after round 10, then we're in the late rounds. Then I attack and grab one safe, one upside, not always in that order. Your Superflex guys are tier 5. I subdivide them into targets and avoids. My targets in Superflex, Bryce is down here. I said he could be a deep upside guy in 14, 16 team leagues. But anyway, Bryce Young, Kenny Pickett, Sam Howell, Brock Purdy, CJ Stroud, Desmond Ridder. Guys with higher ceilings who could be your third quarterback in a Superflex. My Superflex avoids Matthew Stafford, Ryan Tannehill, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mac Jones, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield. Don't have the highest ceilings. Really don't have high floors either. It's a bit of a mess for most of those guys, so I'm avoiding them. Kyler does have a high ceiling, but I have no idea when or even if he's back this season. And I do mean that. There's a greater than 0% chance he doesn't play this year. It's small, but I want to at least acknowledge it, not pretend like it's not there. Because if they're not good, they just may never go back to him. And then Caleb Williams will be their quarterback after that point. So there you go. Quarterback tiers, of course. This article is free over at ftnfantasy.com. If you want the tiers cheat sheet, though, you got to get behind that paywall. FTN Fantasy Plus. Promo code RATPACK gets you 10% off. And I'm telling you, it's more than worth the price of admission. I've had a lot of people telling me they've never felt this prepared for fantasy football drafts, which is just music to my ears, because that's what it's all about. If you're more prepared, you're going to dominate in your drafts. Remember, if you want to try and get it for free, want to win that contest, we've had, what, 4 or 5 winners now. All you have to do, review the show on Apple Podcasts, rate it, leave your Twitter handle in the review, and you are entered in to win. Heading towards National Fantasy Football Draft Day on Saturday. I'm so looking forward to this. Follow along with me on Twitter at Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm going to catch you on the flip side for another edition of the pod. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.